This is WGXC reporter on the spot, Peter Crew, at the Greene County Youth Fair. Opening day, July 19th, 2012. Okay, we're here to learn about the FFA from
Michaela Kerr, one of the advisors at Greenville Central School.
Could you tell us a little bit about the FFA, its history, and some things it does today?
Sure. It's actually the largest youth organization in the United States. It was started in 1928, and Greenville has a pretty active chapter. Locally, we have an active junior and a senior chapter, and the kids get involved with things like the youth fair where they show animals, and they also do things like leadership workshops and go up to Camp Osagachi, and they compete in competitions with other members from all over New York State in different FFA related activities.
Okay, and what are they doing here at the fair? What kind of activities?
Great, well, a lot of our members are also 4-H members, and they have their own animals, which they show. The FFA here is selling, doing a fundraiser where we sell food, and we also pass out information about agricultural things, ag literacy stuff on the animals that are here. And we also have activities for the younger kids, some coloring and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, just in case our listeners don't know, what does FFA stand for?
FFA used to stand for the Future Farmers of America. Now it's actually just the FFA organization. And they got rid of calling it Future Farmers of America because people were only honing in on things like farming. And now it encompasses like environmental science stuff and biotechnology as well. So.
Boy, I didn't know that, so
yeah.
I've learned something too.
Excellent.
Okay, we're talking to Megan
Terrell,
who's an officer.
Yes, this current year, I'm serving as the secretary of the Greenville FFA chapter.
Uh-huh.
And I am in charge of keeping accurate notes of our meetings and the times that we meet.
That's kind of a big responsibility.
Yes.
Okay, do you have trouble getting the notes out and done?
Nope, I'm pretty fast on catching on to things.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
16, okay. And what else do you do in the FAA? Some of the fun things, maybe.
We do a lot of leadership activities, uh-huh. And the senior chapter works a lot with the junior chapter to keep them going and keep them interested. We do a lot of career development events, which is public speaking, which helps everyone in the long run.
Yeah, I didn't take public speaking till I was a senior in high school, so.
Yes.
And have appreciated it ever since.
Yeah, the teachers definitely can tell if you're an FFA.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
It's fun. It's my first year showing goat.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Bailey, she taught me really well.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to show goat every year now because I really like it.
Good, good. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
So this is your first time. Yeah. What's your goat's name?
Jellybean.
Jellybean.
I would say the woodwork.
Woodworking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite thing at the fair?
I like looking at all the animals.
Hi.
Hi.
You're from?
Cornerstone Baptist Church in East Durham.
Okay, and your name is?
Linda Novak.
Okay. I'm pleased to see that the churches are represented here at the fair. And I wonder if you might say a little bit about that, about why they're here and why it's important.
Absolutely. We're here because if you haven't come to the point in your life where you need God, your life has been good, hold on, your time is coming.
Now, what's your name?
My name is Brent Bogardis. I'm the chairman of the Greene County Republican Committee.
Okay. And you have a space here at the Greene County Youth Fair?
Yes, we do. We wanted... Now, we think it's very important to be involved with the youth in the community, and not so much from the political end, but the governmental end, so they see how people get elected and who is in office right now.
Okay. And you're here all 4 days, are you?
We are here all 4 days, from beginning to end. We think this is a very important event here in Greene County, and like I said, it gives us an opportunity to let folks see who our candidates are, what they do, and if they want to talk about what our message is, we're happy to do that with everyone.
So you would invite anybody to come over to your space here?
And including radio announcers and commentators. Everyone is welcome.
Now, these cows seem to like you an awful lot. Okay. So she'll never be beef.
Yes.
She'll always
I'll
be a show
be
cow.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice to know.
And she'll be a milk cow.
And she'll be a milk cow. So. Okay. Tell me your name now.
Kennedy Lakata.
Thank you very much, Kennedy.